This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're listening to Open for Business here on BFM 89.9. I'm Christine Wong. As part of our Merdeka celebrations, we're taking a look this week at Malaysia The Next Chapter, companies and people who exemplify the potential in Malaysia's future. Today, I'm speaking to Stephen Lee, proprietor of Banwa Textiles, about the shop's history and how he and his son have fared the storm of the pandemic together. We'll be hearing mostly from Stephen for this interview, but we may hear a little bit from Nelson as well.
My name is Stephen Lee. I'm the managing director of Banwa Textile, and I inherited, or rather took over my father's company since the year 2000 after his early retirement. And my company started in 1955. My father, with another partner, it was a partnership company under Banwa and Co. A few years down the road, he decided to took over the company himself because maybe they have some misunderstanding or not see eye to an eye lah. So then from there onwards, he himself started the what they call do the business until the year 2000, whereby I took over from him lah. After that, in the year 2018 or 19, Nelson's after finishing his secondary school, he was not interested to further. Then I told him, "Yo, if you're not interested, you can come over and help out in the shop." And then until now, about a few years already, he's helping me out.
Fantastic. And can we hear a little bit from Nelson as well?
Yeah, my name is Nelson. I'm his son.
Nelson, how long have you been helping your father run this business?
4 years.
4 years. And what have you learnt in the 4 years that you've been helping him out?
Communicating suppliers, customers, and know a lot of the material.
Okay, great. All right, so my first question is actually for Stephen. First of all, as you mentioned, you inherited the store, took over the store from your father. And your father, as you mentioned, started this business quite a while ago. And, you know, you have been around, you know, for years and years and years. So tell me a little bit about what it was like to inherit the store from your father.
Well, during the time, business was okay in the sense that it was still thriving. But as time goes by, the business has been changing a lot since the last 20 years or so. And then because of the, due to Malaysia's, the standard of living has gone up. So, and the business for textiles, factories, production has also gone up. So our country will be losing out. So the consumption of textile has dropped dramatically because of due to closure of the textiles factories of garments. Mm. So consume of the textile has dropped significantly. And since China has opened up, and the cost of production will be lower than Malaysia.
Right.
So the sourcing of materials for production in factory outlet will be reduced dramatically.
Right. I understand that that's the current situation, but when you first started to run the store, I mean, did you always want to inherit the store from your father?
Not exactly. I was planning to further my studies during the 1990s. Then due to, my whole family, I consist of five brothers and sisters. And I'm the second son, or rather the last son. I have an older brother, an older sister, and two younger sisters. All of them further their studies overseas except me. So I was the unlucky one in the sense that I wasn't allowed to go further because I think my parents wanted me to take over their business.
Right. But in the end, were you happy with how that turned out?
In a way, I'm almost 60 plus now. So whether you say happy or not happy, the most important thing, we must be gratitude and contented.
Okay, absolutely. And why was it textiles that your family decided to get into?
During my father's time, he was a very enterprising young man. During the World War II, he was a teenager. Well, due to, you know, during the war, there wasn't any actual skill to acquire. At the time, it was during Malaya time. So he was a young boy, runs around the town, and he sells a lot of those tidbits and what do you call to the army people, the Japanese soldiers, and you know, so he's very brave, young and brave. So he missed a lot of challenges, and then after that, somehow or other, he bumped into textile with a friend. Then he started with the friend to open the textile shop then.
Right, I see. And now a question for Nelson. I understand that, as your father mentioned, you essentially didn't choose to continue your studies and you are now helping out with Banwa Textiles as well. Was that always your plan?
Yeah, because I want to help my father to continue business.
Mm-hmm. Have you been watching your father run the business since you were very small?
Yeah.
What about the business appealed to you? What did you like about the business?
Meet a lot of people.
Okay, great. Back to Stephen for a little bit. So tell me a little bit about the textiles that you can find in your store. Where exactly do you get them from?
My textile shop's goods sourced from all over the world. Normally, my textile shop is catered for men's clothing, 99% for men's clothing. From top to toe, in the sense that you want to make a ready-made shirt, you buy the material from me and they go to a tailor to tailor-make the material. And we have different types, from the cheapest to the most expensive type, from a normal wear to a casual wear to a factory production wear also.
Right, I see. And how do you feel about working alongside your son? What is that like?
Well, as far as I'm concerned, if he can pull in the strings or rather know the tricks of the business, then no harm, no problem for him to carry on. I have opened the door, or rather the road for him to map out already in order to enhance the business.
Mm-hmm. And how is Nelson doing that exactly?
Well, he's learning the ropes in and out now. We have tried the latest trend. You go by shop on the
internet,
Lazada or Shopee. They we have going to as a merchant.
Mm-hmm. So you've been experimenting with e-commerce.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
But unfortunately for our line, because textile lines, normally customers do want to feel and touch and its look, because the actual piece of material whereby when you put download on e-commerce from a picture point of view, you cannot see the actual quality or rather the feel.
Right. We will talk a little bit more about that later on. We're going to take a short break right now for some messages, but after that, I will continue speaking to Stephen Lee, proprietor of Banwa Textiles, about their shop, Banwa Textiles, and how they've been adjusting to the pandemic. Stay tuned to Open for Business here on BFM 89.9.
Bold, fearless Malaysians. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Listening to BFM 89.9. This is Christine Wong, and you're listening to Open for Business. This is part of our Merdeka celebrations, and we're taking a look this week at Malaysia, the next chapter, companies and people who exemplify the potential in Malaysia's future. I have Stephen Lee and Nelson Lee, who are father and son, and they run Banwa Textiles on Petaling Street together, and they're talking to me about their business. Primarily, Stephen is discussing everything with me at the moment. So, Stephen, tell me a little bit about what your customer base is like. Do you supply only to people who are also in the textile business, or do you also supply to, you know, the average person as well?
My customers range as from day-to-day walking customers to tailors, factory garments, and corporate world. That means in the sense that corporate company like some banks, big companies where they want to source their uniforms for their staff. So I do provide their services to them, supply them ready-made to them for their consumption.
Great. And now let's talk a little bit about the effect of the pandemic, because obviously that's affected many, many people. Your shop is located on Petaling Street, which pre-pandemic was, you know, really bustling. And as you mentioned, you would have a lot of walk-in customers as well. So tell me about that and that change. You know, what was it like for you when the pandemic first started?
When the pandemic started, well, business has shrunk and dropped due to non-tourist arrival, and also because of the security, or rather the customers, they are not very safe, scared of this pandemic. So there was no crowd, there was no traffic of people coming into Petaling Street. So really, it has affected the total environment in Petaling Street.
And so, you know, since you also weren't allowed to open as a textile shop for a long time as well, how were you reaching out to customers? You mentioned you were trying out Lazada and Shopee earlier and other e-commerce things. How well did that go?
Well, it's not very, how you say, encouraging, in the sense that we do sell a bit, but it doesn't up to our expectation.
And still throughout that, even though it wasn't up to your expectations, you still managed to maintain all of your staff and you still paid them all salaries despite, you know, the business taking a hit. Why was that important to you?
Well, because as you know, we have been established since almost 60 years already. A name brand that has been created since 60 years, we cannot just because of this pandemic, we close the shop. Number one, we are Chinese. Thinking that a name brand to accumulate or to make up, it takes a long, long years. If you close it, it will be gone forever. So while we are still able to maintain and our body is still strong enough, but because of our customer base, we are very wide. So we do have a service-oriented business for our customers, they will come back to us.
Right, I see. So now at the moment, you know, there are a few restrictions lifting here and there. Do you have a hope that you will be able to get back into a more busy business soon?
Well, everybody hopes so, because since we have opened, I mean, since the government has given the option to open up, we have seen some sales coming in, some collections coming in. Hopefully, it will be better.
And I also understand that, you know, throughout all this, and even though you guys have not been able to have as much business, you've still been trying to help other people, and you've been supporting some charities. So tell me about that.
Well, this charity was taught by my mom when she was still around. She always said that what we have, if we can give, we give out, because whatever we receive, we cannot take away at the end of the day. Those people which I have been doing charity work since day one, normally I'll give them a call, or rather they will come to me and ask, due to pandemic, they have this short of insufficient of things, or monetary-wise, or grocery-wise. So I just say, okay, just proceed, and then I just send them the money.
I see. Well, that's always really great to hear that you're supporting other people, even though you yourself are also having some difficulties as well. You mentioned earlier that textiles seem to sort of be going out of fashion a little bit with consumers in general. So can you tell me a little bit about what are your thoughts on the textile industry here in Malaysia?
Well, textile industry here in Malaysia, the customer base has been more tech-savvy, or rather more clever, lah, in the sense that they understand the materials of their textiles. So what they consume will be coming to an higher-end product instead of those low-cost materials. So no doubt the consumption will be there, but the quality-wise has gone up, and then the total percentage of business would drop, but it would become a niche market.
Mm-hmm. So it will become a niche market. So moving forward, what are your hopes for Banwa Textiles in the future?
Well, my hope is hopefully my son Nelson, he can manage and carry on, number one. Number two, we have to change. That means not to have general textile, or rather we have to go for higher-end textile for the niche market. Customers who are more well-to-do, or they want to have their own tailor-made for themselves. So they will always look for their own material instead of buying from the rack, off the rack, from the factory production side.
And Nelson, what do you hope for the business?
He said that he just hoped that day by day, if you can just pass by and just still maintain, you will be very happy.
Okay, great. Thank you so much to Stephen and Nelson for speaking to me today.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Open for Business. I'm Christine Wong. I've been speaking to Stephen and Nelson Lee of Banwa Textiles about their store. This is in celebration of Merdeka as part of our series, Malaysia, The Next Chapter. You've been listening to BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.